Hey y'all, this is Dawn, aka the Inactive Nanny, coming to you from Inactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. I just want to say a very great, awesome good morning to all of my friends, parents, grandparents, teachers, nannies, child care providers, and such, aunties, cousins, and whoever else. Just a great good morning to you guys. I'm so glad to be coming back to you from Inactive Nanny's World this morning. Today I'm going to share a little story time. This one is geared, I guess, mainly towards the older infants and younger toddlers. So mommies and daddies of those, that age group or that age or stage, gather them around. Because we're going to be coming out of reading a Baby Einstein book. And the title of this book is Baby Einstein Art. So, yeah. If you love Baby Einstein, here we go. The man in the painting is a poet. What do you suppose he's thinking about? How do you think he's feeling? Oh, wow. This is really deep. You have one of these at the end of each arm. Can you find them both? What are those? Those are hands. This animal is pink and often found on a farm. What is it? What is pink and found on a farm? A pig. You'll find them on every house, and I open and close like this flap. What am I? Okay, guys, what's on a house that opens and closes like a little flap? A what? A door. I'm an outside wall made from wood. Can you find me in this painting? So, of course, you have to be looking at the painting in order to find it. Which I have found it because I'm looking at the painting. I'm a beautiful animal that people like to ride. Can you find me in the painting? Again, you have to be looking at the painting. So, yeah, and the animal that they're referencing is a horse. This painting shows an orange cat lying on a green couch. What room do you think he's in? From me looking at it, it looks as if he's maybe in the living room. I mean, because most of the time our couches are in either the living room or a den or a parlor. Okay, can you find the table and chair in this room? I have. And the chairs are orange with blue cushions, and the table is black top with brown siding edges. What color are the curtains on the windows? The curtains are like a bright orange. What color are the, look at this cat. This cat has green eyes. Can you point to the diamond on the pillows? I can. And on one pillow, the diamonds are red and blue. And on the other pillow, the diamonds are yellow. Okay. We can't see what the man is painting. What do you think it might be? What is your favorite color to paint with? Well, my favorite color to paint with will probably be something like some bright color like red or turquoise or yellow. I can't see what the man is looking at the painting. I can't see what he's painting, but he's outside. Like, it looks like maybe he's by a lake or something, and he has his canoe or something right by him, so he could be painting some kind of nature scene. Okay, people use this to catch a fish. Do you know what it is? What do we catch fish with? Either a net or a rod. When held in the man's hand, I help make paintings beautiful. What am I? Well, looking at the painting of the man painting, he's holding a brush, a paintbrush. I can make a canoe move through the water. Do you see me? I do, and it's a paddle. This grows on the face of a man, although sometimes it's shaved off, a beard or a mustache, and the man has both. This word rhymes with bat and cat. You wear it on your head. It's a, what do we wear on our head, friends? A hat. And the man has on a cream color hat with a black band around the brim. Okay, the next painting. What is this boy playing with? What do you think he's going to build? The boy is playing with some blocks, and I'm guessing he's either with an older sister or she might even be his mom. I can't really see the lady's face, but the little boy is playing with like some blocks. Yeah. Okay, the next page identifies the lady as the mother. What is the mother wearing? What color is it? She's wearing a dress and it's light pink. My favorite color, pink. Yay. Can you name all of the clothes that the boy is wearing? Let me look at the little boy. He has on a red shirt, green shorts, green socks, and brown shoes. Can you find a blue book in the painting? I can. It's in the rocking chair behind the mommy. Okay, our next painting. These people are having a wonderful feast. If you were sitting at the table with them, what kinds of sounds would you hear? What would the room smell like? What would you eat? I would hear laughter, talking, music. It looks like they're outside. Maybe like birds or something chirping outside. Or if they're by some kind of water, a river, a lake, maybe the water's flowing. Yeah. Those are the kind of sounds I would expect to hear. What would the room smell like? Well, again, if they're outside, so I would think it would smell like trees or the river, or, you know, depending on if it's a beautiful spring or summer day, something like that. What would you eat? Well, me personally, I would be eating like seafood, some crab legs and some shrimp, some fries, maybe some pasta salad. Do you see something with stripes? Let me look in this painting. What do I see? Do I see something with stripes? I don't see anything with stripes, but if they're asking the question, I'm going to assume that it's somebody has on something with stripes in the painting. Okay, the next one. Next clue is, I grow and bloom and can smell sweet. In this painting, I'm red. Do you know what I am? I would think it would be like a flower. Yeah. People often drink from this. As a hint, it starts with the letter G. You drink from a glass. Glass starts with letter G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. G starts with the word glass. This fruit grows on vines and comes in different colors. Do you like to eat grapes? Grapes grow on vines and they come in different colors like purple, red, green, but they really call the green grapes white grapes. Dark, deep purple. It looks almost black. Those are muscadines. And some of the muscadines come in different colors as well. People have two on their head in order to hear. Do you see one? I am. And what do you listen with, friends? You listen with your ear. Can you point to your ear? Can you show your mommy and your daddy your ear? Point to your ear. Yep, that's right, your ear. And I do see a lot of ears in this picture, in this painting. Okay, the next one. This painting shows a barnyard covered in snow. Can you think of words to rhyme with snow? Yep, go, no, low, flow, bow, toe, crow. What animals do you see most in this painting? What noises do they make? I see sheep, and sheep says baa, baa. Look at the colors in the sky. Do you think it's morning or night? I think it's evening. It looks like it might be evening. Can you find a rectangle shape on the barn? I can. It's a steeple. A door? Yeah. What about a blue square? Can you find? Yeah, what about a blue square? Let me see. I'm looking. I don't see a blue square. And then the next question is, can you find a triangle? I do see a triangle. The roof line, the steeple line, there's a tree that's shaped like a triangle. So those are how many triangles that I found? Three. One, two, three. Three triangles. Okay, next painting. This mother is with her two children in a pretty field. Why do you think they have brought a net with them? Maybe to catch butterflies or lightning bugs or something. We're white and light and flutter in the breeze. Can you find the pretty little flowers? Some kind of dandelions. I think that's what they're talking about. The little girl might use me to catch butterflies. Do you see the net? We use the net to catch butterflies. So I was right. They're out in the field trying to catch butterflies. I'm little and loved, and my mommy likes to hold me. Do you know who I am? Yes, the little boy, the little brother in the picture. When I'm happy, I wag my tail. Do you see me in this painting? I do, and it looks like it's a black dog. I grow out of trees, and leaves are attached to me, point to me. Okay, that's a branch, and I see a couple of branches on this painting. And I did point to the branch that I saw. I did. This painting, this is the last one, guys. This painting is made completely of tiny little dots of paint. What colors do you see? Okay, I see a lot of green, some brown, some tan, blues, black, white, a little gray. Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, a little red. Okay, a man in a top hat is holding me. I'm long and straight with one curved end. Do you know what I am? That's a cane or a walking stick. The women in this painting are using me to protect them from the sun. What am I? Well, sometimes the normal use for this particular item is when it rains, we use it to protect us from the rain. But sometimes when it's really hot and the sun is shining really bright, we can use the same item to sort of shield us from the sun, and that is an umbrella. An umbrella starts with the letter what? U. On the water, I carry three-sided sails. I'm a sailboat. Dressed in white, I'm holding my mommy's hand. Point to me. It's a little girl that's standing in the middle of this field. Park. It looks like some kind of park or something. And she's holding her mommy's hand, and they're standing up under a red umbrella. I'm an animal that is usually found in the jungle. My name starts with the letter M. Can you find me in this painting? And that would be a monkey. Monkey starts with the letter M. M. Monkey. I don't see a monkey right now. Some of these images are really small. Yeah. But that's the end of the story. So, okay, guys, that was Baby Einstein's art. And I enjoyed sharing the story time with you guys. Mommies, daddies, adults. friends, etc. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast, Inactive Nanny's World. I really need your support, and it would be really appreciated if you guys would like, share, and subscribe. Until next week, this is Dawn, aka the Inactive Nanny, coming to you live and in living color from Inactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting, and I will get back with you guys on next week. Enjoy your week. Be safe. Have fun. Enjoy life. And I'll see you later. Talk to you later. Bye.